Rebecca and I are here over the duration of the festival to hold your hand gently and take you through some of those events on the programme. There is one taking place tonight, Wednesday. It's called The New Dystopians. It's a literature event and it poses a question of what a new dystopia looks like. We're living in a world of fake news and uncertain future. So what can writers teach us? The event is taking place at Brighton and Hove High School. It's on 8 o'clock and I'm really pleased to say that one of the authors appearing, Susan Butler, joins us now, hot footing it into the studio. Susan, thanks for coming along.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Let us start with that dictionary definition of a dystopia. An imagined state of society or society in which there is great suffering or injustice, typically one that's totalitarian or post-apocalyptic. So let's kind of nail down that as a concept. It's a very popular theme in literature and film, of course, and George Orwell's 1984 is generally held as that kind of touchstone. Yeah. So your book, Signet, as in a young swan, as opposed to a ring, tells the story of a 17-year-old who finds herself abandoned on an island, living in a house that is teetering over a cliff edge. What was the origin of that piece?
It was interesting. I was actually listening to Radio 4 one afternoon. I was in County Down, just by the Irish Sea, and I could hear the waves and the tides. And but the program that was on was about coastal erosion. And the woman who was speaking in this documentary was talking about how there's a door in her house that her family can't open because of how close the house has become to the edge. Ooh. And the sense of despair and displacement. The local authority couldn't help. Insurance companies didn't want to know. And I started to think about coastal areas all over the place and how this is going to affect our sense of belonging and safety going forward.
So it was literally about the coastal erosion, because I was thinking about that cliff edge metaphor actually feels very real for where we are today.
Yeah, well, I thought that it was a very fitting metaphor, but also the way that an eroding cliff edge gets closer and closer and closer, and you can see it coming, but there's really nothing you can do about it.
So setting the main character as a teenager is a very interesting one, because as we all know, because we've all been there, teenagers often have the most acute sense of what's wrong with the world, and they're in that uncomfortable state between childhood and adulthood, seeing what's ahead of them and how adults have screwed things up. Was that a deliberate device?
It was, and there's this dividing line as well, I think, between being able to see what's going on and not really having any kind of political power in the world. And so I did want to play with that.
I would say even adults, people over the age of 17, might feel slightly like they don't have any control on what's going on in the world at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that's a part of what can make coming-of-age stories really relatable, because it's not like a switch flicks and now suddenly we can do stuff. So I think that sense of frustration and trying to push back at something, it's something we all experience.
Yeah, because to an extent, I suppose, I kind of feel now I can look back at my 17-year-old self thinking, I want to be this, and when I'm that, I'm going to be that. And now I think, I'm in my 50s and I'm still thinking, when is that going to happen? Yeah. When's that, you know, when is that breakthrough, you know?
Yeah,
that
on.
Coming of age.
Yeah, well, and that's the other way that coming of age is represented in the book Signet, is that all of the other characters besides this teenager are over 65. And so there's also the coming of age in that respect, entering a life stage that actually we don't think about and talk about very much outside of stereotypes.
Can I guess that you're somewhere in the middle of those two ages and I have no idea whereabouts on there?
I am 38 years old. I'm a middle-aged person.
Oh, I don't know about that. I thought 60 was the new middle age.
That's another discussion again, isn't it? We're middle ages now.
Yeah, oh, hey-ho. Yes, I am in the middle. It's somewhere between 17 and 65.
Right. Well, Susan, this is your debut novel, but your performance work also explores anti-racism, anti-capitalism, intersectional feminism, and being the other. Are these themes which also make an appearance within the book?
Yes, absolutely. Well, so, as you've mentioned, I am really interested in structural injustice, and I think that actually taking an approach to writing characters and plots in fiction in a way that doesn't leave things like race and class aside, but actually envelops them and uses them to think about power dynamics can really enliven what we're trying to do. But what I wanted to do here with taking old people and a young person is to sort of think about social constructs of difference, but not always the kind of normative dominant one versus the marginalized one, but actually how sometimes different marginalized groups are interacting with each other.
And quite often without realizing it as well.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. You're in discussion with Joanne Ramos tonight. Tell us a little bit about her book, The Farm.
Oh, I read it, but it's so stunning. I think The Farm is a novel that really does take up this offer of thinking through how race and gender are inflected on labor and value, and also this like commodification of every single aspect of life mm-hmm. under late capitalism, done in like a very beautiful and personal way.
Sounds like a great evening.
Can I bung one more? Having already been nosy about your age,
yeah.
I'm fascinated by your accent.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That your accent wouldn't say to me that you're Irish, yet you said the inspiration for your novel came from sitting on the cliff edge in Ireland. Do you mind? Because another theme of the festival, of course, is migration and people's backgrounds, where they're from, who we are and sense of identity.
Mm. Yeah, as well as being kind of proudly middle-aged, I'm very much a proud immigrant. I moved to the UK in 2002 and naturalized a few years ago. Yes, I've got some different homes and different sets of loyalties that don't necessarily have to do with national borders.
I'm being nosy because Melita and I were talking yesterday and saying how great this year we've had so many people from such different backgrounds coming in.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, for other festivals we've had fascinating people, but this festival particularly is bringing in people from around the world, African heritage, far more than we've seen before, and it's just great meeting lots of different people with different backgrounds and that thread of the festival coming through so strongly.
Yeah, let's get around. You know, let's get in touch.
Yeah, well, on yesterday's show, we had Jamil Oluwale-Kosoko coming in to talk about his show Seances,
which is
at the Attenborough Centre. He was great. Oh. We loved him. We were total fangirls over him.
Almost locked the door and kept him here.
I wouldn't have blamed you. He's so brilliant. And I feel like Jamil's work touches so sensitively on issues that are at the same time quite particular to the African American experience and the sense of like living with loss and death constantly, but that are also so accessible to so many people, and so as well as just being absolutely beautiful.
Well, it's taking place at the Attenborough Centre on Thursday and Friday. We're going Thursday night, really looking forward to it. But I was going to ask you, because you're actually in it.
Yes, I will see you there.
How did you end up in it?
Completely randomly.
Fine.
Maybe not so randomly, but I received an email from a Brighton-based producer I know who noticed some thematic intersections between Jamil's and my work. And it turned out that I was going to be in Brighton anyway. So it worked out. Jamil and I have been having some conversations over the last few months. I think the sense of loss and danger and disenfranchisement that that I deal with in my work is quite close to a lot of the themes in Seancers.
Well, Susan Butler, fantastic to have you here on Radio Reverb. I'm conscious that you need to disappear off because you've got a show tonight, or you're going to be a part of the event, The New Dystopians, Brighton and Hove High School at 8 o'clock. So we are going to let you go so you can scoot off back there.
But thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming in.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you for coming along, Susan Butler. And very good luck with your book, Signet. Hope it goes down a treat. And I hope to have you back in again.
That would be really cool.
If you're doing some other things in Brighton, do let us know and we'll have you back.
Sure thing.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.